Hello. Hello. You are listening to CITR, broadcasting from 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, on the UBC campus and the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. This is Peter Doolin, Digital Library Coordinator here at CITR FM, and I'll be hosting from the CITR archives. As many of you know, unfortunately, our old friend Lemmy passed away this weekend. I'm not sure exactly the date, but in remembrance of him, I thought we could listen to an old interview that Nardwuar conducted in 1997. This is a recording that's available on through the UBC Open Collections. That is open.library.ubc.ca. And you can listen to this anytime you like. Download it, keep it on your hard drive. But right now, we're going to broadcast it live over the air. So, without further ado, here is Nardwuar, the human serviette, interviewing Lemmy from 1997.
You're in Australia, good evening. Or if you're in Cambodia, goodbye. Leave me a message and I'll call you back as soon as humanly possible. Cheers.
Hi. This is for Lemmy. Hopefully this is Lemmy. Hi, this is Nardwuar phoning from CITR Radio in Vancouver, Canada. At 2 o'clock, we're supposed to do an interview today. This is the record label BMG said. So it's Nardwuar from CITR Radio at area code 604-822-1242 for Lemmy. Hopefully this is the house of Lemmy. Talk to you later. Do-do-loot-do-do.
Good morning, or if you're in Australia, good evening. Or if you're in Cambodia, goodbye. Leave me a message and I'll call you back as soon as humanly possible. Cheers.
Hello, Lemmy. This is Nardwuar again, phoning from Vancouver, BC, phoning from CITR Radio, and number is 604-822-1242, and just phoning regarding the interview we were going to be having at...
Hello,
is that Lemmy?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Nardwuar here from CITR Radio.
Hi.
Hi, am I disturbing you?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you have time for a quick interview here at all?
Yeah, I didn't hear about it, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't mind doing it, you know.
Oh, okay, no problem. It was BMG Canada.
I wish they told me.
Oh. I guess we were going to possibly do one, and they pushed it through, and they said, give Lemmy a call at 2 o'clock, and...
No, they should have called me and talk. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's just, like, protocol, you know.
Oh, sorry. Well, I hate to disturb you on this nice Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, it's not a bad Thursday, is it?
No, it's nice up here in Vancouver, Canada.
Yeah.
That's where we're from.
Uh-huh.
So is it okay if I ask a few questions now,
yeah,
then?
Go ahead.
Let me? Okay, great. Yeah, so this is for CITR Radio.
Yeah.
And, well, I guess first off, who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
I'm that guy.
You are Lemmy from Motorhead.
Yeah.
You really are Lemmy from Motorhead.
Yeah, I know.
Lemmy, who is the freak of the week? Who's the freak of the week this week?
I don't know. I've met quite a few of them. Who's on tour until, what, Sunday?
Right. Could Blackie Lawless be the freak of the week?
No, he's the geek of the week.
He's crazy like a fox, isn't he?
No, he's not.
What exactly happened there, Lemmy? I heard it was all Wasp's fault that your Vancouver show was cancelled.
Well, we pulled out of the tour, you know.
What exactly happened there, Lemmy? I heard it was something to do with feathers.
No, it's politics, you know. Backstage bullshit, you know. I mean, there's a lot of... I've done a lot of touring in my time, you know. But this is the first one I ever walked out of.
Because people in Vancouver were really, really looking forward to the gig here. It would have been...
I was looking forward to it, too. We don't hardly ever play there, you know. And it's like, it was a treat to be playing there, and then... sorry, you know, I mean, it wasn't me that screwed it up, you know.
What was going on with Wasp? I heard that they were lip-syncing songs. They were actually, like, lip-syncing them. Like, how dare they fuck with Motorhead? How dare anybody fuck with Lemmy and Motorhead?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly how I felt about it.
Because, like, Motorhead, like, you're eternal. Wasp are, like, has-beens. What the hell was going on there?
Well, they thought they were... it was Blackie. I mean, they got along all right with the rest of them. I used to get on all right with Blackie. I'd done what happened to him.
When was the... Like, you'd met him before, and, like, what was the... Did you knew what you were getting into with the tour then, probably, then Lemmy, right?
Well, we thought so, you know. I don't want to badmouth anybody on the radio, you know. But, like, we had our differences and we left the tour. That's it, you know.
That's very gracious of you, Lemmy of Motorhead. Well, actually, other people are thinking that perhaps your Vancouver show got cancelled because of that Canadian border. You know, maybe perhaps fear of the Canadian border, because, you know, long ago, as the legend goes, you know, you were kicked out of Hawkwind for getting busted at the Canadian border with 2 grams of biker speed. So,
that was a long time ago, you know. I've been to Canada many times since then. We just haven't been to Vancouver. I've been to Vancouver since then twice.
So you're not scared of the Canadian border anymore then? What was it like, you know, getting kicked out of Hawkwind for biker speed? Have you ever been in a Hells Angels clubhouse at all, Lemmy of Motorhead?
Yeah, I've been in a couple.
Do you ever seen any Motorhead posters on the wall? How do they treat you?
Treat you all right, because your guests, you know, the Hells Angels are very courteous when it comes to guests.
Lemmy of Motorhead, you really love Canada, don't you? I mean, you do love Canada. You really wanted to come here and play, but I guess the tour got cancelled. Isn't there, like, a special brand of Canadian apple cider that you specifically request whenever possible?
No, it's Phil.
Oh, that's Filthy Phil.
No, it's guitar player Phil Campbell.
Oh, the other Phil. Oh, yes, Phil. So what's the deal with him and Canadian apple cider?
He just likes cider. He doesn't mind if it's Canadian or not.
Because Canadians have had this great affinity. What do you think of Canada, Lemmy? What do you think about Canada?
I think it's a great country. I mean, they treat us very well. I think it's, like, unfortunate that it's next to the United States, really, because it didn't have a chance to really... It never quite got out from under the United States influence, you know what I mean?
Well, the Americans and Canadians are kind of interesting, but Canadians are really... Well, they kind of joined together with Americans because there's actually a Canadian record label called Lance Rock that released the band comprised of members of the Fastbacks, which is a Seattle band, and they were called Motor Honey. Did you ever hear about that?
Vaguely. What was that, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it was an all-girl band called Motor Honey, a tribute to Motorhead.
Yeah, I got one of their stickers, I think.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, so a Canadian record label felt it should be released and released an American band called Motor Honey. So Canadian and Americans do kind of come together. But Lemmy of Motorhead, Paul Rudolph of Hawkwind and Pink Fairies, he lives in Vancouver.
Yeah, I know. That's where he's from.
Yeah, he's a Canadian. Did he replace you when you were in Hawkwind?
Yeah, briefly.
So you were replaced by a Canadian?
Yeah, but he wasn't up to the job.
What, have you kept in touch with Paul Rudolph at all? Because he's doing all these projects. Like, Twink was just in town. Do you ever remember Twink at all? Do you ever play with him?
Pink Fairies, yeah. Well, Twink started out in the Pretty Things.
Yeah, right, with Viv Prince and all that.
And before that, well, no, he replaced Viv Prince, but before that it was the Fairies.
And he was also in the...
He sang all the Fairies in the 60s.
Right, he was in the In Crowd, too.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Tomorrow? He was also in a band called Tomorrow. Did you ever see them at all?
The In Crowd became Tomorrow. That's the same band.
Did you ever see them, Lemmy?
Yeah, before that they were called the 4+1. This is history lesson for you.
Yeah, thank you much. Thanks very much, Lemmy of Motorhead. Before
Keith West was in that band and...
Sorry about that?
So Keith West was in that band who formed Tomorrow, and Steve Howe was also in the band.
Yeah, he played guitar, though.
Yes, yeah.
Lemmy, what other bands were you in before Motorhead? You were in, like, the Rocking Vikers? What type of band... Vickers, sorry about that. What type of band was that?
Sort of a rock and roll band. We used to play stuff like Bill Haley songs and the Capitals, Cool Jerk, stuff like that. I mean, we were... So we were dressed in Vickers colours and Finnish national costume.
Did
we were kind of like The Who.
And you released a few 7-inches, and you did some tours of Europe?
Yeah.
Did you really play behind the Iron Curtain?
Yeah, first band to play behind the Iron Curtain.
What happened to the rest of the guys in the Rocking Vikers?
Vickers. They still are up in Blackpool.
Have they ever seen Motorhead?
Yeah.
When you were in Blackpool a long time ago, did you ever give, like, donkey rides to kids?
No.
Like, walk donkeys along the beach? I heard you had a job walking donkeys along a beach, and kids would be, like, on the donkeys. Like, what's it?
That was in Wales.
Oh, that was in Wales?
Yeah.
What was that job all about? This seems really interesting. Lemmy of Motorhead walking kids along the beach with donkeys.
Well, I didn't do that. I mean, I used to take rides out from the riding school. I used to ride horses, not donkeys.
Did you ever wear those tights at all? That's kind of like a precursor to spandex. Those biking...
Tights?
Did you wear any of those tights, biking tights?
Tights?
Tights, you know, the tights for when you're riding a horse.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
You know, like, when you see, like, people, when they're riding a horse, they wear, like, tights, like tight pants, you know, special...
Chokers.
Yeah.
Tights are what we call pantyhose.
Okay, yes. Did you ever...
I didn't wear pantyhose much.
Have you ever worn spandex at all, Lemmy?
No.
And you were saying the Rocking Vikers.
Vikers.
The Rocking Vikers. You were saying...
Vikers, it's V-I-C-K-E-R-S, right?
Okay. You were saying the Rocking Vikers, just joking, Lemmy, played some, like, Who-type stuff. Were you a mod? Were you, like, a mod or a rocker? Were you into that kind of creation, downliner, sect scene at all, Lemmy of Motorhead?
We weren't mods.
So you were not mods?
No, we weren't.
You weren't? Did you ever see the creation at all?
Yeah.
What did you think of them?
They were great.
Because do you realize Kenny Pickett just died of the creation?
Yeah, well, he died quite a long time ago, actually.
Actually, about a year ago, I think.
No, about 5 years ago.
Oh, really? Were we thinking the same guy? Because his obituary was just listed.
The singer.
Yeah, he died on stage.
I didn't hear that.
Because what do you remember about seeing the creation or the Pretty Things, for that matter? Because, like, Viv Prince, when he was in the Pretty Things, Lemmy of Motorhead, he got the Pretty Things band from New Zealand. Did you ever do any drumming with Viv Prince? Did your band ever play with them?
Well, one of the bands I was in played with the Pretty Things once a long time ago, yeah. Viv Prince was like Damage Case, you know.
He's,
you know if he's dead or not?
No, he's still alive, I think.
Where at? What's he doing, do you know?
I think he's involved in politics or something like that. Probably like...
Viv.
Well, him and Screaming Lord Sutch are all together.
Oh, right, yeah.
Lemmy of Motorhead, did you ever see John's Children at all?
Stop saying Lemmy of Motorhead.
Stop saying Lemmy of Motorhead.
Just Lemmy will do, you know.
Okay, Lemmy Kilmister?
Kilmister. Yeah.
Lemmy Kilmister to Rocking Vikers.
Vickers.
Lemmy of Motorhead. Lemmy. So, Lemmy, did you ever see John's Children at all? John's Children with Mark Bolan.
Never saw them play. I used to have the records.
Because they were really op-art, kind of garage mod type band. They were amazing. Like, they put... Who do you think was the best from that era? I'm just asking you, Lemmy, because I know you know a lot of those things, you know, from your Motorhead years and stuff. Do you think John's Children, The Creation, who do you think was the best of that op-art scene? Like, excluding The Who, because everybody loves The Who, but, like, of John's Children and The Creation. Was there a band that you thought was really good when you saw them back then?
I like both of them. I thought John's Children were great. I thought The Creation were great. And the 4+1 were great. You know, I mean, the Birds, the original Birds were great.
The BIDRS.
Yeah.
With Ron Wood.
Yeah.
Have you seen Ron Wood at all? Do you ever talk to him about, does he ever remember him being in that band?
Of course he remembers. This is life.
Because it was weird, because the birds from America came to England, and then they had to actually change their name, I think it was, because of that. And everybody was mad because the birds in England were first. But the they were total. So you thought the birds were pretty good then, Lemmy?
No, they were excellent, yeah.
So, Lemmy...
The bass player still runs a bar on Sunset Boulevard.
The bass player for the birds?
Yeah, the Captain Fiddley runs that.
Isn't there also another guy called Lord Hudson? He, like, managed the Seeds and all these bands?
Never heard of him.
Lemmy, the Motorhead sound is very unique, especially on your new LP, Overnight Sensation. Like, it's, you know, it's really, you know, you guys are like the fastest ass-kicking band ever. Motorhead, the fastest ass-kicking band ever. Now, do you attribute to your unique vocal style, you know, the way you sing, to sing up into the mic? Why do you put the mic up that way? You know, like when you're singing, you kind of lift your head and the mic's pointing down. Does that help with the vocals? Like for, you know, youngsters listening to Lemmy of Motorhead, is that like a hint to be able to sing really cool, having the mic down? Why do you sing with the mic up, Lemmy?
It's just a personal thing, and also I don't have to look at the audience.
I tried doing that, and it kind of helped grab. It helps kind of get that, you know, it kind of helps. Do you think it kind of helps with the way you kind of sing, like the kind of nice gritty delivery that Motorhead has?
It's just the way I sing, you know. I mean, it's just a personal preference. I find it easier that way, you know.
Lemmy, what's your favorite tank battle?
Kursk.
The Battle of Kursk, yeah. What, like, because tank battles are real heavy metal, aren't they? Like, they're total murder shows.
Yeah, they are.
Total murder shows. Like, what's the difference, you say, between, say, the Battle of Kursk and, say, the Six-Day War tank battle? What do you think is the difference? Because that was a big Six-Day War tank battle, the Battle of Kursk. What do you think made Battle of Kursk different than that?
Well, they were fighting for bigger issues.
But how about the actual, you know, the actual fighting was still, the tanks were kind of wild going together, weren't they?
Well, yeah, you shouldn't trivialize a thing like that. Hundreds of thousands of men died, you know. You shouldn't trivialize that.
But, I mean, in sense of a real tank battle, a military thing, you would say the Battle of Kursk is the number one tank battle, your favorite tank battle, Lemmy.
It's not really... I don't know if favorite is the right word to describe it. I think most impressive is the word.
Have you ever purchased any Nazi memorabilia from the former Soviet Union? Because, you know, the Soviet Union, after the fall of Germany, you know, took a lot of Nazi memorabilia. Have you ended up purchasing any of that from the former Soviet Union?
No, I saw in a museum.
Because there's quite a bit of that out there, isn't there? Like, former Soviet... Like, you can go to garage sales, and there's former Nazi memorabilia that the Soviet Union had possessed that's now, like, turned over to the public.
I've never been to Russia.
But, did you ever go pranking at all with Vivian Stanchel or Keith Moon?
Yeah.
What adventure did you go on with them?
It's a long story. But
well, just briefly, we're dying to know, Lemmy, of the band Motorhead.
Yeah, they were great fun, you know. I mean, Keith and Viv were great fun. They didn't have a lot of fun themselves, but it was great fun being with them. They were, like, driven people, you know, but... I mean, they were nutcases, you know, basically, but it was, they were great characters, you know, which I think rock and roll could do with them, more of.
Do you remember at all what you did, or just one little incident? Did you try on trousers or anything like that?
No. What a strange thing to say.
Well, no, I just mentioned that because apparently Keith Moon, they'd go and they'd try, him and Vivian would try trousers on, and one of them would have a wooden leg, and it would scare the clerk of the actual store.
Well, I remember them dressing up as Himmler and Hitler and going up to Golders Green, which is the Jewish area of London, as a puppet act, as a ventriloquist act. Keith would sit on Vivian's knee, Vivian dressed as Himmler and Keith as Hitler, and do a ventriloquist act. It was pretty funny, but there again, the sense of humour nowadays has changed. People don't think funny things are funny anymore. It's not politically correct, you know.
Lemmy, of the band Motorhead, have you seen Fast Eddie recently?
Yeah.
Did he really quit the band because you did a duet with Wendy O. Williams out of Plasmatics?
Yeah.
That's why he quit?
Well, that was the reason. I mean, he'd been quitting every day for about 2 years before that.
Because it seems kind of odd. Like, Wendy O. Williams, he should be honored that Lemmy got to meet Wendy O. Williams. Wouldn't Fast Eddie want to meet Wendy O. Williams? Why would he want to quit the band at that point?
He didn't like her.
Why was that?
It's all very... You see, you can't just tell people how things were because you had to be there, really. And we were coming to a crisis in the band, and Eddie just used that as an excuse to leave, you know.
Lemmy of Motorhead, when did
you... Can you stop saying that, please?
Okay, Lemmy. Lemmy, when did you first meet Ron Jeremy?
1991.
Yeah, how did you meet him? How did you get into porn? Because you're in his Freak of the Week rap video. You were there with Ron Jeremy going, Freak of the Week.
I know. I was there, yeah. How did I meet him? He hangs out at the Rainbow.
What did you think of him when you saw him?
I don't know. I thought he had a big dick, you know. I mean, what do you think of people like that?
Did he look like a hedgehog to you? Ron the Hedgehog Jeremy, because he mentioned that you were in the original Bobbitt movie, not Frankenpenis, but the original Bobbitt movie had Lemmy from Motorhead in it, the original one. What were your lines in that movie? Do you remember?
It's not that important. It was just a cameo appearance, you know.
Well, I mean, that's pretty prestigious to be in a movie with John Wayne Bobbitt.
Think so?
Yeah.
I doubt if you'd think so if you were there.
Well, Ron Jeremy seems very proud of it. He's mentioned it many times that, you know, Lemmy from the band Motorhead was in the Bobbitt movie. What was the name of the movie? Was that John Wayne Bobbitt Uncut Lemmy that you were in?
Yeah.
What were you doing? Like, you were doing overdubs, or were you actually on the actual set?
No, I was in the movie, yeah.
Did you partake in any touching at all?
No.
Just a cameo?
Yeah.
Lemmy, what was it like working with Samantha Fox? There was a picture of you together in Penthouse many years ago where you two were doing a duet in the studio.
It never happened. We never actually did it. We were going to do it, but we didn't do it.
Have you kept up to her with her? Like, what's she doing now?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to her for a couple of years. I don't know what she's up to.
Because she was like the original Spice Girl, wasn't she? She was like the original Spice Girl.
No, the Spice Girls were the original Spice Girls.
Well, Samantha Fox. I mean, I thought that was...
She was the original Samantha Fox.
What were the circumstances surrounding it? You were just going to record a song with her? You know, through looking through pages of Penthouse that had been stuck together, I opened and I saw a page, and there it was, you know, Lemmy with Samantha Fox. What was the song going to be?
Love Hurts.
Lemmy, are you on any new XXX features? Are you doing any more on porn at all with Ron Jeremy?
Any just a thing.
Any other new movies coming up?
No.
What about the movie Tromeo and Juliet? Isn't that a new movie that you're in, Lemmy?
I just did the opening speech in that.
What is that about? Because a lot of fans in Canada really want to go and check that out, because there's a Canadian connection, because one of the girls from the movie is actually from Vancouver. What is...
It's all blood and guts. It's all gouging and sawing and sexual perversion. It's a very good film. You should go see it.
What did you think of your appearance in The Decline of Western Civilization, Lemmy? Have you talked to Penelope Spheris recently? What did you think of The Decline of Western Civilization? Because Motorhead were featured quite prominently in there.
Yeah, I thought it was all right. You know, it was just a documentary about, like, damaged kids, really. I didn't think I was that good. I just thought everybody else was really bad. That's why I looked good, didn't it? You know.
Have you kept up with Penelope Spheris at all, Lemmy?
No, I haven't seen her.
How are you doing these days, Lemmy? How are you doing right now? I guess you're kind of bummed that the tour's over and you have to cancel and not bring it to Vancouver. But how are you doing? Are you happy now? Are you still happy, though, besides from the tour getting cancelled? Are you happy?
Yeah. I'm pretty good. I'm satisfied with my life.
How's your personal life? Like, are you married?
No.
Would you ever think of, like, marrying Denise, Kim, or Kelly from girls' school?
No.
What do you think about fans getting backstage at a Motorhead show? If there's any girls or guys out there that want to get backstage at a Motorhead show, any kind of hints for them to get backstage? Things that they should bring you, ways they should look, garter belts, any kind of hints, Lemmy?
Guys should bring me their sister, and girls get backstage free. But we don't like guys backstage. We met enough guys.
What was it like playing with the Damned? You played with the Damned at one time.
Just one gig, yeah.
Were you called the Doomed at that time?
That's right. You've done your homework. I like that. That's very good.
And did you replace Brian James?
No. Captain went on guitar and I played bass.
How many? So it was just one gig that you did?
Yeah.
No, there was also, you recorded Ballroom Blitz with the Damned.
Yeah.
On the B side of that, there's like the Turkey song. Did you write that?
No.
Who did write that song?
I'm not sure. I've never heard it, I don't think.
What was it like playing with the Damned? Have you kept up with those guys at all? Because I think they're still around, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they just reformed again for the 90th time. I don't know. I haven't seen them for a while, no. The last one I saw, I think, was Dave.
Because it seemed really great that, you know, the damned were kind of open and, there were, you know, you being an established punker, having been in Hawkwind and psychedelic bands and stuff, and Phil Lynott, you know, he jammed with a lot of the punks too. It'd been great, you know, that Motorhead and, you know, Damned got together to do stuff. What was it like playing? What did the audience think? Were they happy to see you up there? Was there any animosity? Because, you know, you weren't quite, you guys weren't totally total punk, but you weren't total metal. You know, you're just Motorhead, kick-ass rock and roll. What did people think when you played with the Damned? Do you think, hey, this might be something big? We're onto something here.
Well, it was accepted, you know. It was a good show.
Well, that was fun. You also did some roadieing for Hendrix. Do you ever remember, how long did you roadie for Jimi Hendrix?
About 9 months.
What year was that in?
67.
Because around that time there was a band from Germany called the Monks. I don't know if you remember them. Not the Bad Habits Monks, but another Monk. And they had, like, their heads, I don't know if you remember them, they had their heads shaved, and they all wore, like, monks' outfits, and they claimed to have introduced Jimi Hendrix to the wah-wah pedal.
Never heard of them.
And finally, Lemmy, of the band Motorhead, who do you think has better hearing, you or Pete Townsend?
Me.
And you have more hair, too.
Yeah.
So you win in the end.
I don't think it's a contest.
So, Lemmy, anything else like to add to the people out there in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada? Anything other shouts
out? Yeah,
I'd
like to say I'm really sorry we're not coming. We try and come up soon and see you. We don't play Vancouver. I don't know why we don't get to play Vancouver. I think it's the Canadian promoters don't think we're a viable financial proposition, you know. But we will be back. I'm sorry. It wasn't this time. Next time, okay?
And why should people care about Motorhead? Why should people care about...
Shouldn't they?
Yeah, why...
What have they got that's better?
Wasp?
No.
No. And Wasp is the one that's all Wasp's fault, isn't it, Lemmy? It is. Come on. Just, you won't whisper it. It's Wasp's fault, right?
It's not Wasp. It's Blackie.
Blackie. Blackie Lawless. Well, thanks so much, Lemmy. Really appreciate the time. Keep on rocking in the free world. And doot doo doo loot doo.
Exactly. If not sooner.
Lemmy of the band Motorhead. Doot doo doo loot doo.
If not sooner.
Lemmy, you said you had better hearing than Pete Townsend. Do-do-do-do-do.
That's not a question of better hearing. It's just me refusing to respond to your one-liner.
Oh, please, Lemmy of Motorhead, please. Do-do-do-do-do.
Back soon.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Are you going to stop doing that anytime soon?
Well, just a little grunt for us, please, Lemmy of Motorhead.
No, no.
A little hand clap, maybe? A hand clap? Do-do-do-do-do.
How's that?
That's good. Usually we wait for, you know, two hand claps, but one hand clap for Motorhead is just good enough. Because
you have to
one...
wait for the other one, see?
Because that's great. Okay, thanks so much, Lemmy. Really appreciate the time.
Okay, man.
Okay, rock on.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking...
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
All right, and this has been from the CITR Archives. Thank you, Nardwar. Thank you, Lemmy. Coming up next is Dan Shakespeare with The Shakespeare Show. But right now we're going to close with a collaboration from Motorhead and Girls School from the Head Girls Band, I think. Yeah. Please Don't Touch is the name of the song. So enjoy.